Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to the weekly radio broadcast of Independence Baptist Church. Now, before we get into this morning's message, let me go ahead and take a minute to invite you to attend services with us this morning. Now, if you've never been to our building, you can find us at 124 South Main Street in Forestdale, Missouri. We'll be beginning services at 10 a.m. for Sunday school. Our Sunday school services are followed by our worship services at 11. Then in the afternoon, we'll be meeting for a prayer meeting at 3:45 and worship services at 4:30. You'll also find us there at Independence Baptist Church every Wednesday night. We have a Bible study that starts at 7 p.m. that you'd also be more than welcome to attend. Well, before I take up too much of Pastor Reynolds' time, let's go ahead and get started with today's message. Now, we will once again be in Psalms chapter 1, discussing the effects of a godly life and the effects of an ungodly life. So without any further delay, here is Pastor Reynolds with today's message in Psalms chapter 1.
This morning, I'd like to read again Psalms chapter 1, verses 1 through verse 6. The Bible said, "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish." Last Sunday we spoke on the three steps of destruction that are found in verses 1. We talked about the lost people and how that they have no hope at all in the world and they're without anything to sustain them at whatsoever. This morning's lesson, however, will be on the four things that the believer receives because he meditates on the Word of God. This is a great blessing. The Bible says, "He shall be like a tree planted by the waters." The Bible said, "He shall bring forth his fruit in his season." The Bible says, "His leaves shall not wither." And number four, the Bible says that whatsoever he does shall prosper. We all like to think these four things are what we are getting. But if the evidence of our lives doesn't back this up, it is obvious we are not meditating in the Word of God. Meditating is more than reading, but meditating involves letting the Word of God control our thoughts and our actions. You see, the Bible says, "He shall be like a tree planted by the waters." Just like a tree is planted, it is put there on purpose. We are placed on purpose where we can have access to the living waters. During times of drought, a tree can suck water from the stream. During times of rain, a tree can still get plenty of water from the stream. We can do exactly the same thing. During times of troubles and trials, we can have a hidden source of strength from the Word of God. When there is no trouble at all, Christ is still a hidden source of strength. King David was like this. Think of this. When David was running from Absalom, who had declared himself king of Israel, there was a danger that Absalom would find David and kill him. Absalom had many on his side. One of the men was called Ahithophel. Ahithophel was the chief counselor of David, but he turned against David. He was giving good counsel to Absalom. But King David prayed in 2 Samuel 15, verse 31, which states, "And one told David, saying, Ahithophel is among the conspirators with Absalom. And David said, O Lord, I pray thee, turn the counsel of Ahithophel into foolishness. You know, Ahithophel was a very wise man. It was as if that Ahithophel had taken counsel of God himself. God did exactly what King David asked. Ahithophel did give good advice about capturing David. But Absalom asked another counselor, Hushai. And this Hushai was a friend of David. The advice that Hushai gave seemed better than the advice of Ahithophel. Therefore, Absalom followed that advice. Ahithophel hung himself, and in the long run, the advice of Hushai eventually collapsed the kingdom of Absalom. God can deliver by hidden things if we ask. God delivered King David with a hidden counselor, Hushai, and God can deliver us with hidden things if we only ask God. Number two, he will bring forth fruit in his season. Fruit is those things of the Spirit that are unto God that work their way out in our flesh. Fruit contains seed for the next generation and food for the present generation. Fruit does not necessarily come when we think it ought to come. It only comes when the season is exactly right. When God sends fruit, he intends us to use what he sends. We can let the blessings of God go to waste if we don't use them in a timely fashion. Even if the season of the year is right, fruit might not come if there had been a frost on the blossoms. Sometimes that happens to fruit trees, and the keepers of the fruit trees will put some heat around the trees, trying to keep the frost off the blossoms. Sometimes the blessings we long for do not come because of events in the past that have killed the fruit. But the tree stays alive, waiting for another season. Number three, his leaves shall not wither. The leaves are not unto God, but the leaves are for ourselves. The leaves of a tree are for the nourishment of the tree. Every good tree will bring forth leaves and fruit. The fruit will be for others. But if we don't have some leaves for ourselves, we soon will have no fruit for others. It is not selfish to produce some blessings only for oneself. It is for the preservation of one's own life. Now, look in Matthew 21, verse 18 through 22, where Jesus cursed the fig tree that had leaves only. The Bible says, "Now in the morning, as he returned into the city, he hungered. And when he saw the fig tree in the way, he came to it and found nothing thereon, but leaves only, and said unto it, Let no fruit grow on thee henceforth forever. And presently the fig tree withered away. And when the disciples saw it, they marveled, saying, How soon is the fig tree withered away? Jesus answered and said unto them, Verily I say unto you, if ye have faith and doubt not, ye shall do not only this which is done to the fig tree, but also if ye shall say unto this mountain, Be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, it shall be done. And all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive." So it is in our lives. We need leaves. That's for ourselves. But we also need fruit, which is for God. If we don't have fruit, we will be cursed of God. There must be a balance between producing for ourselves and others. Both of these are needed. Number four, whatsoever he does shall prosper. The reason for spiritual prosperity is because of meditation in the Word of God. Meditation is praying to God that he direct our lives. Meditation is asking God to provide and then doing what he wants done. God then opens the door that ought to be open and shuts the door that ought to be shut. The direction of the believer's life is then controlled by God, not by his own thoughts and plans. James 4, verse 13 through 17, tells us we should pray if it is God's will we shall live and do this or that. The Bible states, go to now, you that say, today or tomorrow, we will go into such a city and continue there a year, and buy and sell and get gain. Whereas you know not what shall be on the morrow. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. For that he ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live and do this or that. But now you rejoice in your boastings. All such rejoicing is evil. Therefore to him that knoweth it good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. We will go in the wrong direction if we make up our own minds as to what we should do. Verse 13 says that we are not supposed to decide about what we're going to do all by ourselves. That is wrong, because we do not know about tomorrow. We don't even know what will happen in the next few minutes. It is not wrong to plan, but it is wrong to plan without God. That is why verse 15 declares we should always say, if the Lord wills, we shall live and do this or that. I think we all want to be prosperous. But there's a vast difference in what God calls prosperity and what men think is prosperous. God is eternal, but men are temporary. Lazarus was a beggar on earth, but in eternity, God gave him comfort. The thief on the cross found Christ as his personal Savior when it looked like there was no hope for him at all. Just remember to commit all your ways to Christ, and he will bless. Psalm 37, verse 5 states, commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he will bring it to pass. I'm glad the Bible says exactly that. All we need to do as we live in this life is just to trust God. God is so good. He has given to us this great psalm, Psalm 1, that he tells us all the good things that he has for us. If we just trust in him continually, just believe in him, God will always supply for us. God will always do best for us. Sometimes, however, it seems like God is not doing the best. Well, it's either because we've not asked God, or it may be that what we think will not happen because God says, I got the best later on. We need to keep trusting God, believing in God. Always know that whatever God wants for us is always the best. God will always bless. He is the only one that can really bless us in the right way. Today, if you're lost, we urge you to trust Christ before it's eternally too late. He is the eternal Savior. He is the only one that can wash away your sins. He's the only one that can forgive you of sin. Trust in Jesus Christ. You'll never regret it at all.
You know, I love, absolutely love to read the book of Psalms and the book of Proverbs. There's just so much practical direction, encouragement, and worship of God contained in those pages. You know, and hopefully these two messages out of the book of Psalms chapter 1 have been a blessing for you personally. Now, if you have enjoyed this, you might also want to go to our website, which is independencebaptist.org, and check out the article section. Now, there is an article in there on Psalms chapter 37. You'll also find a track about Psalms chapter 2, along with a whole host of other audio messages and tracks and books and articles that you can download for free. Now, we also try to put all of our sermons that have been preached at Independence Baptist Church on sermonaudio.com/IBC. So you can log in there if you'd like to listen to full-length sermons, such as there's one on the three parts of temptation, or one dealing with the kind of religion we don't want. Well, our time, once again, has pretty well disappeared from us. But we do want to thank you for listening this morning, and we pray that you'll be able to join us again next Sunday for another message from God's holy word.